And as that water returns to our oceans and streams and lakes, we start back into the evaporation part of the cycle again. And so our water is constantly moving between the atmosphere, the land surface, streams and rivers, and the groundwater system. And it's being held, sometimes for longer than we think of, in things like glaciers and ice caps, where that water gets locked away as ice. Water can spend a long time in the groundwater system, too. So water doesn't quickly move from the atmosphere to the land and back again. In some cases, it actually spends a lot of time kind of outside of the cycle for a while. So when we think about how our water is moving across our landscape, there are some definitions that we need to think of as we're thinking about where water is going to go on our landscape. The most basic way to think about a landscape and how water is moving on it is to think of something that's called a drainage basin. And if you think about what that term means, it's the area where all of the slopes are draining into one particular stream. And that basin is separated from other drainage basins by ridgelines, higher topography, that are called drainage divides. And these drainage basins can be all kinds of different scales. It can be something as small as just a few dozen square feet, way, way, way up in the mountains, all the way to the size of continental drainage divides. So if we think about North America, you've heard of the Continental Divide. There are lots of folks who actually like to hike along it from Canada to Mexico, or from Mexico to Canada. That is an enormous drainage divide. And waters that fall on the Rocky Mountains and the Zuni Mountains and other mountains along that drainage divide, if that water runs off to the east, it goes out into the Mississippi River drainage basin, and it makes its way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Or it can work its way northward and go out into Hudson Bay. If water rolls down those mountains on the west side, then it heads off into the Pacific Ocean. So you have water falling on these mountains, and it's taking two different paths, and it's ending up in two different places. And that's what these drainage divides and drainage basins are used to think about, is where water is going in our landscape. Now, we do sometimes have the case where water makes its way down the side of a divide, and it doesn't actually really end up going anywhere. And this happens when water makes its way into a closed basin and it gets stuck there. And we'll talk about that a little more when we talk about lakes. Now, one of the big things that streams and rivers do, if we just focus on those as surface water for a moment, one of the things that streams and rivers are a big part of is moving sediment around on the landscape. They're picking it up, they're moving it, they're depositing it, they're eroding, they're doing all kinds of things that are manipulating Earth's landscape. So how does sediment get into our streams? I mean, we kind of prefer to think about our streams as that crystal clear Rocky Mountain stream that's blue and clear and it doesn't have mud in it. But there are plenty of rivers that are very, very, very muddy, and they're doing a big job moving that material around on the landscape. So how does sediment, whatever grain size it is, get into our waterways? One way is just as you have surface runoff, for example, after rainfall, that just picks up loose grains that are lying on the hill slopes and carries them down into the stream. Or when snow melts, it can carry a lot of material down into the stream as well. So as those particles move down along the hill slopes, they're just picked up and put into the stream.